a dance-off between himself and Michael Jackson. Whatever happens, our personal lives, indeed world issues generally, will take a back seat. It'll be billed as the event of the year, maybe even the decade. God help us, the century. To help us for this mega event, here with tongue-in-cheek as a pregame warm-up.
Good evening, sports fans, and welcome to the fight of the century. The ultimate dance-off between two heavyweights. We all know the champ, Mr. Michael Jackson. His Thriller album sold 40 million copies, more copies than any other single recording in the history of music, in the history of human civilization. Yes, no doubt about it, Michael Jackson is the man with the golden glove. Which brings us to the challenger, Hammer, a.k.a. Stanley Burrell. Seems Hammer's promised James Brown, the godfather of soul, that he'll get that glove from the champ and return it to him.
One thing I desire. Bring back the glove.
So let it be written.
The glove.
There is, of course, some confusion here. Why exactly is the godfather of soul asking a rap singer to get a glove from a pop singer? But then confusion is the name of the game for Hammer.
He doesn't know who he is. Well, it's MC Hammer. Oh, no, it's Hammer. Oh, it's Hammer. Hammer Man. Oh, Hammerhead. Or is it Stanley?
There are those who think that Hammer dropped the MC because he was beginning to think that the M stood for Michael, and he didn't want to be confused with Jackson in any way. Which isn't as crazy as it first sounds when you look at the similarities between these two heavyweights. Take the champ. He's 32, Hammer's 28. They're both even numbers. According to his grandmother, Michael started singing at the age of 3. According to Hammer, he started entertaining his family when he was 3. Jackson comes from a family of 9 children. Hammer, too, comes from a large family. Some think there are 9 children. Others think there are 8. Heck, maybe they even come from the same family. Not to dwell on the negative, but the parents of these two heavyweights are divorced. And then there's the matter of religion. They both have one. Hammer's born again Christian, Jackson's a Jehovah's Witness. The two even work out. The champ dances for hours each Sunday. The challenger pumps weights and does 300 sit-ups before each concert. And to replenish those lost body fluids, these two heavyweights even drink the same beverage. But that's where the similarities end and the differences start. Jackson started his career at the age of 5, singing for the Jackson 5. Even in those early days, it was clear that the champ had arrived. He could sing, he could dance, heck, he could even look into the future. Hammer didn't get things rolling till he was 25, after he'd already tried out for the Oakland A's baseball team and failed. Which makes us wonder if the champ's glove is really just protecting the greatest throwing arm in the history of the sport. But there are other differences. Jackson occasionally wears sweaters, not so the Hammer. Heck, you'd be lucky to find him wearing a shirt. Jackson met the Queen and Princess Di, but it's unlikely either one of them has ever met Hammer, let alone used one. And as we prepare ourselves for the dance-off between these two heavyweights, the culmination of everything that entertainment is about, we can't help but ponder the terrible question. Is that really James Brown shaking hands with a champ? Is this all just a marketing ploy? Heck, maybe these two guys are really just friends.
And I hope you like me the way I like you.
Well, there you go. Now you can get on with your personal life again. Ponder worldly issues, secure in the knowledge that if the Jackson Hammer dance-off mega event ever does happen, you are prepared.